I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're on The Burt Show.
I think this goes without saying. Celebrities are just better than us.
Some.
Definitely.
No, definitely not all.
Everything about him is just better than regular people. So when you have an opportunity to meet a celebrity and somebody steals it from you, it can be irritating. And I think Mo's at that place right now.
Yeah, so the last 8 years of my life, I have decided to not have a vehicle. And it's honestly been glorious. It's one of the best decisions I think I've ever made. However, people always ask me, like, you know, there has to be things about it that's annoying or that get in the way of quality of life. And there really isn't. But there is one thing that has happened a little too often in recent times that Uber and Lyft allows their drivers to get away with. And it's pushed me to the point where I feel like my run is about to come to an end. Like, I really have to get a car.
You're actually thinking about getting a car?
I'm finally thinking about it. And it's because, well, so with this last incident, which this is the same exact thing has happened like 3 or 4 times now. And it's caused me to either be late to a place or caused me to not even make it at all. And it's a simple thing, but it just always happens. And it's when you order an Uber or a Lyft and then you have to wait however long it is for them to get there. At times, during parts of the day, it'll be 15 minutes, sometimes a little more. Not a problem. You got to be patient. You have to learn the game and know the order ahead of time. But sometime, for whatever reason, you'll wait the 15 minutes. A driver will get there, and then you'll have 5 minutes to get to the car. And for whatever reason, before that 5 minutes is up, they will cancel on you. And they would just leave.
Oh, that's just so irritating. Because I'm sitting there and I'm staring and I'm seeing where that car is as it's approaching, right? And then for it just to disappear, just goes away. What?
Right. Uh-huh. And then they take it a step further because this particular guy, he gets to wherever he is because he's not in front of my place. And because he tells me there's a gate. And I'm like, there shouldn't be a gate, bro. So he's like, there's a gate. And how do I get in? So I look at the app and you can clearly see where my address is, the one that I gave him, and where he is. And it's not the same place. So I'm telling him that there is no gate. I know where you are. You're across the street. A lot of people make this mistake. All you got to do is pull out of where you are, go to the left, go straight, and you'll find. So then before I could even finish, he hangs up on me. So I thought maybe we got bad service. Maybe he just understood the assignment. He didn't, whatever, right? I'm thinking he's still on his way because he didn't cancel the ride. So I wait like another 2 or 3 minutes, and then I realize the car is not moving. So now I'm getting confused. So I call back. He doesn't answer. I text. He doesn't answer. So at this point, I have figured out that for whatever reason, I think it allows them to do something. He doesn't want to cancel the ride. So now I got to try to get him to cancel the ride so that I can order another ride. He won't do it. I cancel the ride. I have to take the cancellation charge, and then I have to call another Lyft. And now that Lyft is going to take another 15 minutes to get here. So that inconvenience has caused too many issues for me in recent times to where I'm like, okay, this is getting out of hand. But other times wasn't so bad. This time pushed me to my limit because I was trying to meet my dad and he was in town. So every once in a while, for those who may not know, my dad is head of security for Russell Wilson and Sierra. So a lot of the times he'll get to travel with Sierra to do whatever it is they have going on. So he'll hit me sometime and go, you know, I'm in Atlanta for 2 or 3 hours. That's all I got, but I'll hit you and because I want to see you. So I'm like, okay, cool. Most of the time we can make it happen. This particular instance he only had like an hour. Like he didn't have a lot of time at all, but he sends me his location and he tells me for an hour I'm here. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Was the location the airport?
No, it was like a really nice hotel, actually. So I'm like, he's like, I got a drink for you. I want to see my son. Come on down. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm on my way. We'll make this happen. Because of that 15 minutes and then the 5 and then the extra 15, By the time I would have got there, I ended up texting him and saying, Pop, I'm not going to be able to be there for another 15 minutes. And he's like, man, don't worry about it. We'll catch up next time.
Oh, my God.
Right? So I already feel bad enough that I didn't get to see my dad in this window of time because of this Uber driver. So then my mom texts me, and she's like, you know, it was really disappointing. I'm sad that it couldn't happen. I was really looking forward to hearing about it. So I'm like, okay, hold up. Now, I know this is disappointing, but it didn't feel like text me disappointing. What am I missing here? And then my dad sends the text. Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but me and C was waiting for you.
She was there. Sierra was
calling. I said, oh, no, man. Then I'm mad at my dad, because why you even had to tell me that? That's information I never had to know.
Yeah, you'd have showed up 3 hours early.
Yeah, I would have walked. I got the running. We don't need to wait for the Uber driver. So at that point, I was like, you know what? Man. This is interfering with the quality of life. I need to get a car, man.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
You know, when you hear that a song set the record for the shortest jump to the Hot 100 charts, you're thinking it's probably maybe a Beyonce song, a Taylor Swift song, maybe a new Kendrick track that just dropped. But when you find out that Jack Black just broke the record for getting on the Billboard Hot 100 charts the fastest, it's a little shocking. So he's got a new song that's in this big movie, the Minecraft movie that I guess people are loving. And it took him 34 seconds to get on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, beating out Kid Cudi's Beautiful Trip, Jack Black's hit track, Steve's Lava Chicken.
Kids are, I'm sure, just eating that up.
I try to stay on top of things, pop culture, you know, and some things I just give up on. And I asked you a couple of weeks ago, and you didn't have the answer to this either, and we never got to it. What is the chicken jockey thing in Minecraft?
You sent me some kind of chicken jockey thing. I was like, okay, I'll do my research on it to try and figure out what happened. And then I did my research, and I still didn't understand what happened. So it's like, I'm not going to try and explain it to the people.
Maybe if you guys are listening, it'll only take 30 seconds of your time. 1-855 Burt Show. Kids are like freaking out in the movie theater when this chicken jockey thing in Minecraft comes on, and I have no idea what it's about. I've never played the game, but it has managers have literally come out and go, all right, when chicken jockey comes out here, don't freak out.
But what's gone viral at these movie theaters, and people are filming it because now it's become a stunt. As soon as chicken jockey comes out, popcorn goes flying everywhere. And then there's been several theaters where people have brought in live chickens. And then so when chicken jockey comes out, there is somebody sitting on somebody's shoulders, and then the person sitting on the shoulders raises the live chicken in the air.
No. In
the movie theater. And like, you know, it's comical, but then I look at all that being who I am, and I'm like, oh, the poor people at the theater who have to clean up that mess. Because when I say popcorn goes flying, I mean popcorn goes flying.
I think it's something really rare that happens in Minecraft, but because I've never played, I've watched my kids play it before, but I don't ask them questions. I'm just there by their side trying to get some kind of time with them that I don't understand what it is. Hey, Katie, we don't want to spend too much time on this, but what's the big deal about this thing?
Okay, my daughter Ruth is going to answer because she knows all the words.
Okay.
So basically, it's just like a very like important part in the movie because a zombie gets onto a chicken when they're like in a boxing ring or something.
All right, zombie gets onto the chicken, so this is based on real life. And is this so rare in Minecraft that it's a big deal in the movie?
I guess so. I mean, I don't really play Minecraft, but I've heard a lot about the movie.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you calling.
I like really didn't want to admit this on air, but I have played Minecraft a lot. And before I had kids. And when you play Minecraft, creatures will appear and try and attack you, like zombies or giant spiders. And this is a very rare one that you have a 5% chance of getting. And like she said, it's a baby zombie riding the back of a chicken.
So people then get excited and throw popcorn and raise up chickens like they're Simba?
It's just because it doesn't happen. And so if it happens to you, you're like, oh my God, it's the babies. It's never happened to me and I don't really care, but it's the baby zombie on a chicken. So it's very rare. So to see it became kind of a cultural phenomenon.
Okay. All right. Still don't understand.
Stacey wants to know.
Nobody knows.
Stacey, give us a very short reason why this is so important.
Well, my son is 9 and he's sitting here and he loves the Chicken Lava song and when you guys were calling, but it's exactly what Cassie said. He was going to chime in, but he's being kind of shy and eating his waffles right now. So, yes, riding a chicken.
Coming between a man and his waffles.
Come on, and you're a mom. I feel like calling Child Protective Services on you right now. You're about to break this kid away from eating his waffles?
Because he doesn't stop singing the lava song.
Oh, I'm sure that's enjoyable every day.
He's like a baseball practice. He's singing the lava song. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's huge. All right, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Does anyone feel more educated now on the chicken zombie jockey thing?
Carrie has been in the theater when it has happened. She has witnessed the chicken jockey incident at the theater.
We now go to Carrie, who has been on the set.
On the scene.
On the scene of a terrible, terrible, terrible uprising in a movie theater. Hey, Carrie.
Good morning. So to all my friends and family out there, good morning. I never call, but I hope everybody's having a lovely day. So yes, I was that parent in the movie theater. My son said, when chicken jockey happens, throw everything. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever, right? Whatever. I'm just saying in the movie theater. It went off, y'all. That movie theater went nutso. Nutso in Kennesaw. Just nutso. It scared the tar out of me right then and there. I had to look it up on ChatGPT, okay? So it is basically like the cute little girl said, that little zombie comes down and gets on top of the baby and it's like spawning, riding a chicken. And in Minecraft, that is basically a hostile combination of a baby zombie and it spawns on a chicken and it gives just, I don't know, special superpowers or whatnot, but it is like crack to a 20-year-old all of a sudden.
All right, we're getting closer.
Yep. Yeah. Does anyone close. Just feel like they took an edible before?
No, now I feel like I need to take one.
The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This might be labeled the worst first date story ever if the guy didn't pull this off as well as he did. Okay, Abby, you're going to love this, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're going to hate it. And Mo, you had something similar a couple of months ago, but I don't think it's the same. Okay. So I was reading this story last week about this dude who meets girl online. All right, everything's going just fine. They take it over from online app into their texts and all that. So they're exchanging messages and phone calls for a couple of days. Finally, everything seems to be going fine. So they're like, you know what? Let's go out. Let's do that crazy thing where we meet face-to-face, where our eyes look at each other and stuff in real life. So she's like, okay, I'm down. This has been going great. So he really wants to make a pretty good impression on her. So he decides that he's going to take her to a nice restaurant. He doesn't want to do something quick like coffee or something like that. I mean, they've been talking. He's been putting his time in. And everything seems fine. So he books a really nice table at a restaurant, right? Decides to go for the full meal instead of something really, really quick. So they finally get there and they meet in person. And things seem fine at first, but he starts to get this sense that his date is starting to lose interest. He can just, you know how like when you're on the date, somewhere, somehow, some way, you can just feel the momentum start to shift a little bit. Mm-hmm. So he's starting to feel that. And he gets this feeling that maybe early on that she didn't meet or he didn't meet her expectations looks-wise. So she was like placating him in the beginning, and then as the date started going on, he could just feel her starting to fade. So, but she was trying to keep the conversation going. She, you know, she was trying to keep some kind of chemistry going, and then she starts drinking just to soften his date a little bit. So she's drinking wine and drinking wine and drinking wine, trying to get through the date and get through the meal, obviously. And after they finish the main course, she says, excuse me for just 1 second. I'm going to go to the bathroom, right? So she's taking kind of a while, and he is waiting for her, and his phone buzzes, right? And he looks down at the message, and it says, this date is crap. He's brutally ugly, and I'm not having fun. Can you call me in about 5 minutes and I'll pretend there's an emergency?
Oh, no.
Damn.
She texted the wrong person.
So
clearly ugly. Is
brutally ugly,
oh,
right? So clearly she is reaching out and thinking that she's texting one of her friends, and she actually is texting the dude that is at the table waiting for her.
Oh, no. Greatest fear unlocked, because you're thinking about that person. And you're going to be texting about that person. And so then you accidentally pull that person up in the
I'd have stayed in the bathroom for the rest of my life.
Well, I don't think she even realized it. We'll never know. And I'll tell you why. Because the dude acted so quickly, right? So he's looking at this message and he's so insulted that he does something really, really, a split decision, really, really quick decision. He doesn't want to confront her. He just wants the whole thing to be over. So he calls the waiter over and he puts on his jacket and he says to the waiter, hey, my wife has gone to the bathroom and I just had a call from work. There's an emergency I have to deal with. So she has the credit card. She'll take care of the bill. He gets up and he walks out of the restaurant.
Oh, man. Oh,
well played.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Why? You like that at all?
He clearly catfished her because she said that he was brutally ugly. So obviously he didn't line up with what he was. I don't know. This feels, you catfish this girl into a date and then you get mad that you don't meet her expectations.
I don't know what he looked like. I don't know what the picture was. It doesn't say anything about catfishing, but I'm sure there are plenty of people that go out on a date and they're like, you don't look what I thought you were going to look like.
She might have caused some trauma for that man for a little while. I think the least she could do was take care of that bill.
I agree.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Are you willing to sell yourself out for $100? Do you have a deep, dark secret? Maybe you've never told anybody this before. You tell us if we buy your secret, right? If we think you're telling the truth, we'll hook you up with $100. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. We call it The Truth Will Set You Free. $100 will give you that freedom. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so what secret are you holding?
I cannot believe I'm doing this. I'm a P1, and I never listen to y'all live. It's always on a podcast. So, in college, I got invited to a party by a guy that I was talking to, and went, got really, really drunk, and hooked up with his best friend in his room.
Oh. While on the date?
Wow. Okay.
Wait, why?
At the party. Like, it wasn't a date. It was a party that I was invited to. And then his friend was just a lot more attractive and a lot more fun. And I was very drunk. And, yeah.
Damn.
Wow. All right.
See, it was smart to say you was a P1 first. You can't go as hard.
That's a good move. That's a very good strategy.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, Leah. We'll give you $100, okay?
All right, cool.
She's like, I feel like I deserve more, but that's okay.
That's a really good point.
She already got an upgrade. Yep.
Jessica, good morning. You are part of The Burt Show. You are on The Voice Disguiser. The truth will set you free.
Good morning, guys. I love you guys.
Thank you. Are you a P1?
Yeah. So
no.
I'm...
Nope. She not. Mm-mm. Okay, let's go.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
It's on you. We're waiting on you.
My dark secret is that about 15 years ago when I was in college, I went to go to our family computer at the time to check my Quick Pick lottery tickets, and none of them were a winner, and my parents actually had like 3 or 4 right next to it on the desk, and I was like, well, I'm going to just check theirs too. I'm here. And one of them was a winner for $3,200, and I didn't tell him. I pretended it was mine and got my car fixed.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful.
What? So that's great. You switched out your losing lotto ticket for their winning lotto ticket.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We need to give them your $100. Right. It's only fair, man.
No, that's so.
I do feel odd after some of these, and I'm like, why are we rewarding this behavior? Yes.
Because we need the ratings.
Okay, fine.
Now she won $3,300.
It's still profiting from it. Hold on one sec, Jessica. Yeah, of course you got $100, okay? Oh. All right, hold on. Tiff, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. The truth will set you free.
Hello.
Hello. Go for it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was me. So I was coming home one night from work, and I came home late, and I opened my mom's door to tell her that I was home, and she was making out with somebody that was not my dad while he was out of town.
No.
Wow. You never told your dad?
I never told my dad, and I just shut the door, and we never spoke about it.
You never spoke about it?
We never acknowledged it happened. We just... She avoided me for like 2 days, and then that was it. And like, I didn't ever bring it up because I didn't know what to say. I was in high school, and I was like,
Are your parents still together?
Nope.
Nah.
Okay. Surprise.
I think we could have predicted that.
Not a shocker there.
All right, Tiff, hold on one sec. We'll get $100 into your hands, okay? All right, congrats.
Hey, The Bird Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, so you guys, I got to share with you something really cool that's happening, all right? First, let me give you a little background here, okay? So you guys have all been to Atlanta United games, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let me tell you what happens before Atlanta United games. On match day, about 90 minutes before the game, the players all show up, right? And they're there with the most hardcore Atlanta United fans, right? The supporters. And they all sign that golden spike. You've seen that golden spike before? That somebody spikes in before the match, right? So before that happens, they all congregate and they all hang out with each other and they sign that spike. And then some of the supporters carry that spike into the match, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one person there that spikes that down there. We've had a Burt's Big Adventure kid do that before, where you spike it in front of everybody that's at the game, right?
It's really how, like, it's the way the game kicks off, and that's when, like, it's the climax of all the energy.
And at that point, they choose that person to, whoever it's going to be, to go ahead and hammer that thing in. In the past, it's been Ludacris. Trey Young has done it.
Okay.
Monica.
Oh, yeah?
Who was born and raised in College Park.
That's right.
She's done it also. Ron Howard, the director, has been somebody that, yeah.
That's so random.
Trey Young and Ron Howard.
Wow. I've seen Big Boy do it, too.
Big Boy's done
that
it.
Makes sense.
Ric Flair has done it, the wrestler.
Yeah,
right?
Of
probably
course.
The biggest name in wrestling.
Legendary.
2 Chainz, T-Pain, Waka Flocka, Andrew Jones, Evander Holyfield. And they've asked me to do it.
No. Wow. Look, yeah. Your face gets up in the airport and all of a sudden you're big and important.
I know, right?
Congratulations.
So on May 17th, this might be the one thing that has given me credibility with my son. So on May 17th, I'm going to be the one up there and I'm going to be hammering down that spike.
That's going to, don't miss.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
Don't
slip.
It's not like a little hammer and a nail, man. This thing, I can't miss. Arthur Blank has done it and he didn't miss.
Okay, you said it. Yeah, you said it.
Famous last words, dude.
I can't miss this.
Maybe we
should do like a practice spike beforehand just to make sure.
Yeah, they should have a practice spike out there. Right, so if you're going to the game, I'll be out there on May 17th right beforehand hitting that spike. All right, Abby, so you need some local help here.
Need a little bit of assistance because I am trying to finagle my friend into moving to Atlanta, Georgia. This is my college bestie. She's probably my longest held friendship. We've been friends since freshman year of college. We met in our sorority freshman year. So we're going on 10 years now of friendship. And she's currently a dental student at the University of Florida. Or she's doing a residency at a dental program in Gainesville, where we went to school at UF. And she's coming up to Atlanta in about 2 weeks for Porch Fest. And I need to do whatever it takes to get her to fall in love with Atlanta, because I'm hoping next year when she graduates from her residency, she wants to move here instead of staying in Florida.
What is Porch Fest?
You've never been to Porch Fest?
No.
What? I feel like this is a big deal in Atlanta. Porch Fest?
No.
It's in Virginia Highland, and it's like all these live bands that take place on like the porches of all those cute little craftsman homes.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've seen that. That's dope.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know the name of it, but I knew the event. Okay.
Yeah, so that's happening on May 17th or May 18th, I think. And it's all these bands, and it's outside, and everyone, you know, walks around with drinks and stuff and dances and listens to live music. And she's seen it because we have a lot of friends that live here in Atlanta, and she's like, oh, I want to go to that Porch Fest thing. So we've said for the last 2 years she's going to come up for it, and finally she has the free time in her schedule to be able to come up and visit me. She's bringing her boyfriend, and we're going to have ourselves a time that weekend. But I don't just want her to have fun in Atlanta. I don't want her to just have a great time at Porch Fest. I don't want her to just have a weekend that she'll never forget. I want Atlanta to feel like home for her.
Oh, you want her to fall in love with
ATL. Yeah. All right, if you guys have any ideas here, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW on exactly what you can do. Yeah, I'm always saying Beltline. My default is always Beltline now, but it feels like too much almost. Like I'm saying it too much.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much
of a cliche.
It's like saying Times Square in New York or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I want her to feel like this is home. So I'm wondering from y'all's perspective, like, was there a moment or was there an experience you had where you kind of looked around, and maybe it was after you recently moved here, where you're kind of like, oh, I think I'm home now.
I don't know why, but it seems like anytime any of my friends have ever come to visit me and we've gone to the Battery, they fall in love with it. Like every single time. They just love the Battery.
Does it have to necessarily be inside the perimeter, or can it be places outside the perimeter that, I'll be honest with you, I don't spend enough time outside the perimeter to know like the things that go on weekend after weekend after weekend in some places like Alpharetta or Woodstock or Crabapple.
It can be OTP. Noonan.
I tell you, downtown Alpharetta is one of my favorite places. It's so cute. There's a wine bar down there, and I forget the name of it, unfortunately, but you walk in, and I remember not having a big budget. Doesn't matter. They listened to me, and they recommended the most excellent wines, and you can do tastings. There are a ton of restaurants. There's a Cajun restaurant there. There's a little square with a water fountain, tacos nearby. And so what we'll do is hang out in downtown Alpharetta. Super kid-friendly. You can go vinyl record shopping. Or it's, like, cool if you're just with your friends. And then we'll go hop over to Avalon and have some, like, nice drinks at Avalon and do some shopping there. And it's, like, minutes away, a 1-2 punch. I love that area.
I see, and the thing is, you guys are already doing Porch Fest.
Yeah.
So you don't want to cram so much stuff in that you're like exhausted. Like you just really want the city to kind of like speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, personally, if just kind of like thinking about the area that you're going to already be in, instead of doing like spending a lot of time traveling, I would do brunch at Murphy's because you have to have like a quintessential brunch experience in Atlanta, and they have one of the best brunches in the city. And then if I were you, I would do like a picnic in Piedmont Park. Like I would get some sweet treats and go out to Piedmont Park and sit out there and just kind of like take in the skyline and just show, let Atlanta show its beauty without like forcing it down somebody's throat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like too, like you and I have hit up some great spots as far as like find, do a brunch spot and do a really good like happy hour, like a bar with a good scene, like a good vibe kind of deal. And I think, then you can see like the diversity and also the Southern hospitality, and Atlanta really honestly speaks for itself no matter where you go.
Kim's got a real problem with what we're talking about right now. Real problem. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hey, Bird Show. Love you guys. Abby, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but
Atlanta's full right now. New people. The traffic is horrendous. Yeah. I mean, I count at least 5 to 8 out-of-state tags a day driving through the city. So, well, I appreciate it. Your heart's in the right place, but we just can't take any more people right now.
I don't disagree entirely on what she's saying here, man. Especially, I brought this up a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if I'm just getting more sensitive to it. I just feel the traffic has gotten worse and worse and worse the last couple of years.
Oh, it's the same. It's always been bad. Yeah, it's always just bad.
I can't think of the last time I've been on like the connector going through downtown where I wasn't stuck in like half an hour of traffic. And it just feels like it's been worse the last couple of years.
I feel like that's how it's been since the day I moved here 13 years ago. I mean, if you know if you are going to get... If you're going to go anywhere in Atlanta from between the hours of 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., you are going to be stuck in horrendous traffic. Like normally when I went to an event Friday afternoon to the aquarium, that could typically take me 20 minutes. It took me an hour 20 to get there.
I don't feel like this is an Atlanta transplant problem. Like I don't think we should be stopping people from moving here because I'm in the camp of like the more the merrier, the more people, the more interesting a city is going to be. This is a MARTA problem. This would be a perfect city if we could get some of these cars off the road and get like a MARTA train to the Beltline or a MARTA train to OTP.
Yeah, here's the thing. We're also right focusing on downtown, but I told you guys I was complaining because I had to be in like Gainesville a couple of weeks ago, and that used to be the point. Hey, let's get out of Atlanta. The traffic is terrible. We'll move to Gainesville. We'll move to Noonan. We'll move outside the perimeter. And now the traffic is so bad way outside the perimeter also. I'm telling you, it's getting worse.
Girls, it's going to make you mad. They tried to expand MARTA. It was going to cost everyone like a penny sales tax, and everyone in the city was like, nope. Nope, and voted it down to not expand MARTA. It was a few years ago.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Right. Ain't squeezing no more pennies out of me.
What happened to MARTA is MARTA. Come on, please. All I want is to not have to spend $75 on an Uber to go down to the Beltline every single weekend.
Thanks.
I know we got to wrap up here for just a second, but I was also reading yesterday that they were planning on putting another MARTA or bus station in for the World Cup in a couple of years because the traffic is going to be that much worse around Atlanta. And they are pretty much scrapping it because it's not going to be done on time.
What? Oh.
So I don't know what it takes, but it ain't going to happen. So the traffic's only going to get worse.
Okay, we full.
We're full.
The Burt Show.
I don't know, maybe you've gotten in a fight with your wife or your husband and you guys freeze each other out, right?
Oh, the silent treatment.
It's the worst. So
hate that part of relationship.
So unhealthy where you're like passing each other in the hall and you're still not talking because you're so mad at each other. Or even if they're in another room, you can just feel. You can feel the coldness, right? But it lasts, I mean... It's not healthy at all. But if it lasts a day, if it lasts 2 days, right? That's a lot. What if it lasts 20 years?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, imagine that. This is one of the craziest stories I have ever heard in my life. So much so I didn't believe it was true, but it actually is true. There is a Japanese couple where the husband got into an argument one day with the wife. And it was over the fact that the wife appeared to be paying the children more attention than the husband. And his pride was hurt so much that he just decided he was going to stop communicating all in all. He just was like, he's done. Now, normally you might be done for a day, maybe even two. Mm-hmm. But like Bert said, he was done for 20
Come
years.
On.
20 years. They did not speak. Now, in that time, they still lived together. They were raising two children together and the wife was still trying to communicate from time to time. But the husband was so upset and his pride was so hurt that he did not say a word to her for 2 decades in the same home.
Now, we call this something different here in America. We call those people divorced. Like, I've heard of married people not talking for 20 years, but it's because they got the law involved.
Right.
And I heard this story, and I'm like, no way. No way this is true. There had to, like, 20 years. But when I did more digging, the fact that the son had to intervene and actually get his parents to communicate the way he did it, I was like, one... Like, we can joke about it, but that's really sad that she would stay with a man who refuses to speak to her for 20 years.
So the kids were clearly affected by this because they're growing up in this house where their parents are not saying a word to each other, so much so that one of the kids actually reached out to a Japanese talk show
in order to help them and ask them help do something. Like, please, my parents are not speaking. So they convinced the parents to go on the show. And for the first time on that show in 20 years, the husband finally broke his silence and began to speak to his wife.
Come on.
And it was like this really big emotional moment. The show is super popular out there. It went viral. And it just showcased you how in Japanese society, avoiding confrontation and maintaining harmony is just really super valued. So much so that this man didn't speak for 20 years.
So when I was looking at the pictures of him walking up to her, she's sitting on this park bench. He walks up, he sits next to her, and apparently he's uttering the first words he has ever spoken in 20 years to her. The first words out of my mouth to him would be, I want a divorce.
Yeah. now that I got your attention finally.
Yeah. Like the audacity. Like, how dare you go 20 years with, but then again, it'd be such a peaceful, quiet place.
Yeah. What if he's got money and this is just a really good setup for her? She don't have to talk to him. He doesn't have to talk to her.
This is just another reason why I think this idea of like living in two different places, being married, but just living in two different places, has some credibility.
I agree with you.
I have another question, because technically you don't have to talk when you're doing certain things. Does that mean they were never intimate?
I don't know. Or, that's a fair question.
Because you can be intimate and not speak a word.
Yeah. I doubt it, though. I can't see the wife saying, like, I'm going to give you that benefit and you're not even going to be talking to me. Like, I can't see that.
Girl, women get something out of it, too.
She might have had it. No, you know what? All right. You might be right. You might have a point.
They were talking with body language instead.
Yeah.
Was this an agreement they had made so they both weren't talking to each other, or...
No, she was against it. She wanted to talk. She was trying to talk to him the entire time. He was like, you didn't gave all the attention to the kids. You weren't worried about me. Don't worry about me now.
No.
It's insane,
yeah,
right?
They should have let that thing go a long time.
20 years.
The Burt Show.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.